Why is it so hard to make a sale? Why don't people always buy? Or better, psychologically, why do they buy? I've personally had thousands of sales calls and managed teams that have had tens of thousands of sales calls, garnering over $100 million in verified wires. And throughout that journey, I've learned that there are only five real reasons why people buy anything. And if you know these reasons, you can tap into their power to sell basically anything. What are they? Well, welcome to the psychology of sales. In this lesson, I'm going to take you on a journey into the prospect's psyche so that you can understand how they think, what objections they have, and how to persuade them to buy. But first, hit the subscribe button and push the bell notification. On this channel, we share actionable tactical business strategies and advice that will help you scale. But we are also interested in things like philosophy, history, literature, and of course, books. With that said, let's dive in. The five reasons why people buy. If you want to sell anything, whether it's a luxury car or a cup of yogurt, you need to understand why people buy in the first place. What is it really that drives us to make purchases? Well, there are five big motivators and influencers that make sure we will buy what we do. One, safety. We humans are a bit of a paranoid bunch. We like to feel secure, both physically and mentally. So when we see a product or a service that promises to keep us safe, we're more likely to buy it. We buy insurance, for example, to protect our homes and our cars, and we buy security systems to keep our stuff safe. We even buy locks for keeping all of our stuff safe. We'll do just about anything to feel secure. That said, money is basically the equivalent to safety in every way because we can't survive without it. Unless you have money, you won't be able to afford food and shelter and water, so therefore you're not safe. You won't survive. And this is why everyone wants more money. We ask how to save money. We look out for investments. We read finance books and we worry about inflation. Money is therefore safety, and any product that will help us make more money or save us more money, we probably are going to want to buy it. Two, freedom. Ah, the sweet taste of independence. We all crave it, and we're going to go to great lengths to get it. That's why we love products and services that give us more choice or autonomy. We buy cars so that we don't have to rely on public transportation. We buy houses so that we don't have to answer to a landlord. We even buy Netflix subscriptions so we don't have to watch commercials. Freedom is a fundamental need that we all have and that we want. So we try to find it in everything that we buy and everything that we do. Three, esteem. We're tribal by nature. We want to belong and we want to be seen as important in our community because we want to survive, because otherwise we're kicked out of the tribe, which means that we're dead. That's why we are drawn to products that will give us a boost in social status. Designer clothes, fancy cars, the same skateboard that everyone else in our class is talking about. Whatever it takes to belong and to be deemed worthy, we usually want. This is why social proof is extremely powerful in marketing. It's human nature to crave esteem and be part of the tribe. Legacy. Deep in our psyche, we all want to have a legacy. We want to live lives that mean something to more than just ourselves. We don't want to be a cat or a houseplant or a chair that just dies. We want to move the needle in some way, even if it's on a small scale. So we buy things that will fulfill this need. A house for our kids to grow up in, a college fund for our grandchildren, recycling shopping bags so that we're good for the environment, or a business that will help others solve a problem in the future. Deep down, we all want to leave our mark on the world and be remembered for something good. And if buying a few things that will help us feel like we are making a difference, then so be it. Finally, mastery. I don't just want to be good at this. I want to be the best. We've all had those thoughts at one point in our life. And when it comes to buying things, the desire for mastery is a powerful motivator. We see a shiny new kitchen gadget and think, I'll finally be able to master the art of souffles with this bad boy. Or we see a new set of golf clubs and think, I'm going to be the next Tiger Woods, at least for the next few games. I won't come last in the office golf tournament. The desire for mastery can drive us to invest in things that will help us improve our skills or our performance, whether it's just a new guitar to help us rock out like Jimi Hendrix or a new yoga mat to finally nail that handstand. If we're going to put in the time and effort to get good at something, anything that we like, we might as well have the best tools, right? Granted, mastery is also rooted in all the other needs that drive us. If we want safety, we need to master a skill that generates money so that we can buy food and shelter. And at some point, if you create wealth, you'll become freer. Or maybe you want esteem. There's no better way to be loved and respected than to master a skill. That's why everyone respects musicians, by the way, artists, neurosurgeons, and scientists that are capable of things that most of us can't do. And as a result of this, mastery is essential. If you want to leave a legacy for your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and you want them to remember you and take pride in you because you mastered a skill. So they all sort of have a lot in common with each other, but those are the five. There you have it. The five main reasons why people buy things. Whether it's the promise of safety, the desire for freedom or mastery, the need for social status and esteem, or the hope of leaving a legacy behind, there's always some underlying motivating driving factor for every purchase that we make. You know what they say, money can't buy happiness, but it can buy a whole bunch of stuff that might make you happy. That's how it works. What does this mean for you as a business owner trying to sell your products or your services? If you want people to buy, what you have to offer is you have to present it as something that will give them safety. It will give them freedom. It will help them master themselves. It will give them esteem in their tribe, or it will give them a legacy to leave for their family. If your product really helps fulfill some of these needs or all of them all at once, even partially, your prospects will find that your product is incredibly valuable and they'll want to exchange money for it. And as you can see, if you want to make a sale, you need to understand deeply why people buy what they buy. No one is ever buying something on the surface. If you ask why a few more times, you get down to our basic fundamental core needs. And if you want to sell something, you have to speak to those needs. Thanks for listening. Hopefully that helped. See you next time.